Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Imke with you for the next 60 minutes and about 13 tracks of music from here and there, all featuring gardens of one sort or another, or farming. This is our theme for the month of May, for May month, and this is the third show in that theme. This is show number 187 of the Roots and Branches and Beyond series. And we're listening right now to Waterson Carthy with that lovely dancing guitar of Martin Carthy in the background. Martin Carthy is, on this day that I'm actually recording this, oddly enough, 80 years old. Amazing player. They're all amazing. So I'll tell you a bit more about them after this. This is called Bleaton Gardens, and it's a number of other tunes in here as well. So it's a nice yaffle of tunes to get us started. Waterson Carthy. See you in a moment. Thank you. That is the group called Watterson McCarthy. It's an English group formerly composed mostly of Norma Watterson on vocals. You didn't hear her there because that's a set of tunes, obviously. Her husband, Martin Carthy, on guitar and vocals. And their daughter, Eliza Carthy, on the fiddle. And I think she plays viola and vocals. And the melodeons of Saul Rose in this case. And they do predominantly British traditional songs and tunes. Their first album was in 1994, but they were all seasoned veterans at that point and continue to be. So that was from a CD called Broken Ground. And it was really around Martin Carthy's guitar, Eliza Carthy's fiddle, and the melodeons of Saul Rose. That was what that track was about. So Bleaton Gardens was the name of the track that got it into this show. And it was sort of couched there with Rowling Hornpipe, Our Cat Has Kitted, and Sportsman's Hornpipe. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, and next up we go from there to Figgy Duff, which is a Canadian folk rock band from Newfoundland. Some people have called it Canada's Steel Eye Span. I think other people did that. I don't think it was me. Anyway, played a major... Obviously, other people had that sort of same sort of feel when their first taste of Figgy Duff came in the early 1980s. They played a major role in the Newfoundland cultural renaissance of the 70s and 80s. They were formed in 1976 by Noel Dinn. And he named the band after, obviously, a kind of traditional pudding, Figgy Duff. If you're not from Newfoundland, you might not know that. But they traveled across Newfoundland. They learned traditional songs throughout Labrador. They released their independent self-titled debut album, Figgy Duff, in 1980. I remember when that came out, and it was just, I forget where I was living at the time, but it was quite an amazing piece of work, and it stands up till this day. Throughout the next 13 years, Figgy Duff continued touring. The lineup changed a number of times, but the core of Noel Dinn and Pamela Morgan, that was the core of the band. Dinn unfortunately died of cancer in 1993, and Morgan disbanded Figgy Duff soon after, although they've reunited several times, and they have about half a dozen releases altogether. Pamela Morgan said about Figgy Duff once, "We just forged our own path. Some people hated us, some people thought it was fantastic." Well, I'm in the latter category there, for sure, and this is from one of their retrospectives, but it's called A Sailor Courted a Farmer's Daughter, which gets it into this show. This is Figgy Duff.
First beginning, my father took you aside. These are the seeds that my daddy sowed. This is the field that my daddy hoed. These are the crops that blossomed in the field that grew from the seeds that my daddy sowed. This is the bank where the money goes to pay back the man that my daddy owes, who sold us the field that blossomed into crops that grew from the seeds that my daddy sowed. This is the truth that the farmer knows. At the end of the day, got nothing to show. 'Cause the man who owns the bank is the man who owns the field, is the man who owns the seeds that my daddy sowed. These are the seeds that my daddy sowed. This is the field that my daddy hoed. These are the crops that blossomed in the field that grew from the seeds that my daddy sowed. These are the seeds that my daddy sowed.
That's Peter Rowan from a CD called Dust Bowl Children, sort of channeling the spirit of Woody Guthrie there. Peter Rowan is a Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter. His career has spanned about 5 decades or so, something like that. His early years playing bluegrass veteran with bluegrass veteran Bill Monroe. And later he was in a group called Old and In the Way, great group. It had Jerry Garcia and David Grisman and so on. And his breakout as a solo musician and band leader later on. He was born in Massachusetts to a rather musical family, and he learned to play guitar from his uncle. He spent his teenage years absorbing the sounds of the Hillbilly Ranch. It was a legendary country music nightclub in Boston where he frequented. And he began his professional career in 1963. So, you know, it's getting on to 60 years, actually, now in a couple of years. And he was the rhythm guitarist and the singer and a songwriter for the Bluegrass Boys, led by the founding father of bluegrass, Bill Monroe. And he always liked that bluesy, darker edge to Monroe's style. Monroe's had a little bit of, well, there was a lot of spirit to his music, soul, I was going to say, but not quite into the soul. But still ballads and the tradition as well. That was called Seeds My Daddy Sowed, and we're playing music about gardens and seeds and farming and all that sort of thing today on Roots and Branches and Beyond. Show number 187, you could be listening on Voice of Bombay, CHBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly on Radio Bell Island, CJBI 93.9 FM in Bell Island and throughout Conception Bay South. Well, next up we have... after Peter Rowan here, something called A Show of Hands, a duo mostly. They've got a couple of decades under their belts on the road. They've done like 25 album releases in that time. They got a couple of honorary degrees, BBC Folk Awards. They've had 4 Royal Albert Hall sellouts. They've toured 14 countries. So the two guys are Steve Knightley and Phil Beer. Steve is noted as one of the UK's best singer-songwriters. And Phil Beer is one of the finest multi-instrumentalists, and the guys grew up on opposite sides of the River X. So Steve was born in Southampton, and Phil hailed from Cornwall. They played in different bands, but eventually their paths crossed, and they joined forces to play in the Exeter pub and club circuit, and got back together again. Now they took off, but 1991 is when they really formed. And in 2006, as 15 years in, this is kind of quirky, I suppose, they were voted the greatest Devonians, the people from Devon, in a poll. They beat historical figures like Sir Francis Drake and modern-day musical icons like Chris Martin and Muse and Josh Stone and so on. So that's Show of Hands. This is from their CD called Anglicana and something called Galway Farmer.
On a Galway farm in the sun and rain, wind and storm. But once a year I'll chance my arm, cross the sea to England. I'll scrimp and save £2,000. Spend the week in Cheltenham Town. But the racing over always down. I come back poor from England. I dream one night before I left. A coal black mare with a white star chest. Cross the line and beat the rest. I came mega rich to Galway. Rose at dawn, drove all day. Thinking, wondering all the way. Lady Luck, if you come my way to steal away my morning. And when I got to Cheltenham Town, Irish faces all around, no bed, no mattress to be found. I slept on the hillside, spent 3 days at the viewing ring, saw the horses they led in. Just when I was giving in, I stood and stared in wonder. With stamping hooves and steaming breath, a coal black mare with a white star chest. I ran my finger down the list, matched the name and number. Lady Luck had come halfway. The horse's name was Galway Bay. 20-1 the odds that day. I went to make my wager. I counted out £2,000, held it high, slapped it down. The bookie smiled but made no sound. I knew what he was thinking. I was the biggest loser in the land. With a pounding heart, shaking hand, I made my way up to the stand. As the horses came to order. But at the first, she nearly fell. And I cursed my farmer's luck to hell. The second and third, she took quite well. But way behind the leaders. Then moving sweetly from the back, she found the rails and caught the pack. 10 to go from the track, the hooves were drumming thunder. Never again outchance my arm or cross the sea to England. Cause Lady Luck was mine that day. I held her close, I went my way. I raised a glass to Galway Bay and the dreams of a Galway farmer.
Some on the mountain, reaping in the valley. Some on the mountain, reaping in the valley. You're gonna reap just what you sow. If you've been lying, you better quit your lying. If you've been lying, you better quit your lying. If you've been lying, you better quit your lying. You're gonna reap just what you sow.
That was Dirk Powell there, something called Sow 'Em on the Mountain from a CD called Time Again. A couple of things there about reaping what you sow that we've been listening to lately, and probably more of that to come up. Dirk Powell's a musician. He's a writer, producer, composer, owns a studio. He's an engineer. He lives in southwest Louisiana, although he has roots in Kentucky. But his commitment to Creole and Cajun culture have fused with his early classical training to form this palette and vision that's kind of unique. He's toured with lots of luminaries like Eric Clapton, Joan Baez, Rhiannon Giddens, Jack White, Loretta Lynn, and so on. He's done a lot of film work as well, often as a fiddler and a banjo player. He's won 4 Grammys in the process. We started off that set with Show of Hands and Galway Farmer, a song that many people think is traditional, though it was written by Steve Knightley, I believe. Next up, we have, you're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 187, and we're talking about gardens and farming again. So occasionally, you know, farmers even get the blues. So this next song is called Hill Farmer's Blues. It's a bit dark. There you go. This is Mark Knopfler, and you know him possibly as the lead guitarist and lead singer and songwriter for Dire Straits, which he co-founded with his younger brother, David, back in 1977. Many of you probably weren't even born then. There you go. But they released a dozen highly acclaimed albums. He was born in Glasgow. He was raised near Newcastle upon Tyne in England. And since the Dire Straits disbanded in 1995, Knopfler has recorded and produced a dozen or more solo albums and produced a lot of hit songs. He's composed and produced film scores for about a dozen films as well, and done compilations with people like Chet Atkins and Emmylou Harris and the Notting Hillbillies and so on. Excellent fingerstyle guitarist and songwriter. This is from a CD called The Rag Picker's Dream. This is Mark Knopfler with Hill Farmer's Blues.
Thank you. going into town, Lord, for what I need. Chain for the ripsaw killer for the weed. Dogs at the back door, leave him be. Don't feed him, check the weight up for me. Going into town, Lord, to fuel my fire. Shells for the 12 and raise a wire. The dogs at the back door, leave him be. Don't do jig, don't wait up for me. So bad, so bad, so bad, so bad. Town, Lord, to have my fun. Don't get me wrong, you were the only one. Behind my back, Lord, you made a fool of me. Don't do check, don't wait up for me. So
song, but it ain't very long, about a lazy bum who wouldn't hoe his corn. And why he wouldn't, I never could tell, for that young man was always well. That young man was always well. Corn on June the last, in July it was up to his eye, and in September there came a big frost, and all that young man's corn was lost. All that young man's corn was lost. His courtship had just begun, saying, young miss, have you hoed your corn? I've tried in vain, but I don't believe I'll raise one grain. Don't believe I'll raise one grain. Why do you come to me to wed if you can't raise your own cornbread? Well, single I am, that will remain, for lazy man I can't maintain. Lazy man I won't maintain. Courtship was to an end, and on his way then began, saying, kind miss, I'll have another girl if I have to ramble this big wide world. Have to ramble this big wide world. ¶¶ his head and he walked away, saying, kind miss, you'll rue the day, you'll rue the day that you were born, for giving me the devil cause I wouldn't hoe my corn, giving me the devil cause I wouldn't hoe my corn. Well, I sing a little song, but it ain't very long, about a lazy bum who wouldn't hoe his corn. And why he wouldn't, I never could tell, for that young man was always well. That young man was always well.
Song there about the dangers of laziness. That's Greg Hooven String Band, a lazy farmer boy. Fiddler Greg Hooven was from the heart of the Blue Ridge Mountains, an area renowned for its musicians and fiddlers conventions. And it's beautiful countryside as well. Galax, Virginia. His music began at about age 10. His parents introduced him to the guitar and then quickly added the banjo and the fiddle and began playing the music of his area anywhere he could. He was a regular at numerous jam sessions and festivals and dances and get-togethers. He was part of a band called the New Ballards Branch Bog Trotters for many years, and they won first place in the old-time band category at the Galax Fiddlers Convention in, get this, 93, 94, 95, 96, and 1999. I don't know what happened in 97, 98, but anyway, alas, Greg died in 2005, but he's very fondly remembered for all of the work that he did related to that style of music. Before that, we heard from Mark Knopfler, that's right, Hill Farmer's Blues from his CD, The Rag Picker's Dream. You got to get the order right here. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 187. You could be listening on Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB, which is 100.1 FM, in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, or possibly Munn Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM, in St. John's, Newfoundland. Another place could be CJBU, Caper Radio, 107.3 FM in Sydney, Cape Breton, however you got here. I'm glad you've joined me. Well, next up we have new release for today, or for this week, from Layla McCullough. She's an American classical and folk musician. She was a cellist with the string band Carolina Chocolate Drops and left to focus on her solo career. Her parents were born in Haiti. She was born in New York City, raised in New Jersey. And in addition to cello, she plays banjo and guitar. She sings in French and Haitian, in Haitian Creole, and in English, and she lives in New Orleans now. And she's very deeply influenced by traditional Creole, Cajun, and Haitian music, and American jazz and folk. I've played some of her material not long ago. She had a release that came out. And this is one that just came out this past year. It's called Very Colored Songs, and it included some earlier recorded but unreleased tracks. So we'll hear some new music here from Layla McCullough. This is Song for a Dark Girl.
Way down south in Dixie, break the heart of me. They hung my black young lover to a crossroad street. Way down south in Dixie, bruised body high in the air, I asked the white Lord Jesus, what was the use of prayer? Way down south in Dixie, break the heart of me. Love is a naked shadow on an old and naked tree. Heart of me, Love is a naked shadow on an old naked tree. Love is a naked shadow on an old naked tree.
Poor old dirt farmer, he's lost all his corn. And now where's the money to pay off his loan? He lost all his corn, can't pay off his loan. He lost all his corn. Well, the poor old dirt farmer, he only grows stone.
Some of you might know by the sound of that lovely timbre of the voice. That was Levon Helm. He's an American musician and actor, achieved fame as the drummer and one of the vocalists for the band back in the day. A very deep, soulful, country-accented voice. And he played a number of instruments. After the band split up many years back, he used to live around Woodstock, New York, and he had a number of... He became very famous sort of again when he did these midnight rambles at his home and studio called The Barn in Woodstock, and they featured Helm and various musical guests. And in the end, you know, he was basically raising money for his medical bills, trying to resume performing after a bout with cancer. He did recover from this first bout. His vocal cords were damaged. Then he said he kind of 80% recovered the vocal cords, but they're a bit more raspy. In the fall of 2007, after all this, he released this CD called Dirt Farmer, And it includes Poor Old Dirt Farmer with the very modern lyrics about, you know, the farmer can't grow no corn because he doesn't have a loan, which is a very typical problem these days. And it was his first studio album since 1982. So that was, you know, it was getting on to 25 years or so. It was dedicated to his parents. And it got him a Grammy Award in the Traditional Folk Album category for 2007. Unfortunately, Levon Delhelm died in 2012, but we still have some great material from him. Before that, we heard new material from Leila McCullough. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. And we're going to head off next to a guy called Trevor Cheer, T-C-H-I-R. He's been playing a couple of decades now or so. He was originally in Edmonton, then Ottawa, and later in Sault Ste. Marie. He was born in Alberta, and he first heard the music of Bill Bourne, who was an early inspiration. And over a couple of summers, he actually learned guitar from Bill Bourne. Trevor left Alberta at 17 to work as a page in the House of Commons and to study politics, which he loves. And in fact, indeed, he ended up doing his PhD in political science. Studying, I think, Hannah Arendt's analogy between performing arts and political action. Anyway, he was a political prophet. Algoma University, which is a good side gig. He released his first solo album in 2005, Wooden Castles Fall, and we'll hear a track from that. I think he's got about four out at this point. But when he was in Ottawa, he really was in part of the Ottawa scene there. Some of the great places that used to be open back in the day. Zephod Beeblebrox, I fondly remember that one. The Black Sheep Inn, yes. The Cajun Attic, National Library Auditorium. Well, that was a decent place as well. A very different kind of feel than the Zephod Beeblebrox. But he played all those in the Tulip Festival and everything else. This is something called Mothers in the Garden. This is Trevor Cheer.
Hands are busy on the drum, on the drum. And he keeps the beat of every passing sun. When mountains have parted you, you'll hear it in your heart for years to come. She's a dreamin', she's a dreamin' of all the places she will go and all the things she will do. Baby sister, take a moment to look at all the gold that surrounds you. Father makes a meal of meat and wine, meat and wine. Father makes a meal of meat and wine, meat and wine. Calls us all to our chairs, and he sits at the head with silver in his eyes and in his hair. In his hair, he sits at the head with silver in his eyes and in his hair.
That's from a CD called Wooden Castles Fall. That is Trevor Cheer and Mothers in the Garden. This is Roots and Branches of Beyond, show number 187. And this is songs about gardens and farming. the third one here in May month. If you want to hear old shows, you can always go to www.rbbmusic, so for Roots and Branches Beyond Music, rbbmusic.ca, and there's a whole pile of them there. Next up, we have Richard Thompson. He's a British singer, songwriter, guitarist. He's loved by many, and you really can't overstate his influence. His debut was in 1967. He was a member of Fairport Convention, fairly young a chap at that time. Anyways, his songs have been covered by many, many other artists, and it's got lots of awards for songwriting and so on. He was born in Notting Hill in West London. He was exposed to rock and roll music, but he was also exposed to his father's jazz and Scottish music record collection as well. He released his first solo album just 5 years after he joined Fairport. That was in 1972, called Henry the Human Fly, and the next year, the first Richard and Linda Thompson album. He was married to Linda Thompson for a period of time, called I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight, and they recorded two more albums after that. Fairly dark lyrics in some cases. He really started to get his feet in the 1980s, and his fame as a solo artist rose. And he has this really, I don't know, it's almost a cult-like following, I suppose, for many in the trad folk singer-songwriter worlds. This is something from a CD called Front Parlor Ballads, and of course it has garden in it, so it gets onto this show. This is called How Does Your Garden Grow, which is, maybe you'd think, well, that's the old nursery rhyme, right? No, this is a Richard Thompson song, and to me it has a real feel of, I don't know, music hall or early music or Renaissance or whatever, but you can decide for yourself, clearly, because it's a free country, isn't it? This is Richard Thompson, and How Does Your Garden Grow?
And your big ideas, taking your time with me, faithful as our faltered, steady as our stumble, a lifeline tossed in a boiling sea. Whose dream was that? To parcel up my soul and pass the hat. That's not a star that suits you much. You lack that tender touch that brings them back for more. Drove your old man out the door when you tried it on before. Guys, don't show. Cradle me like a sea.
Listen there to Ruth Moody, something called The Garden from her CD called The Garden. Came out in 2010. She was born in Australia and she grew up in Winnipeg, though. Was classically trained when she was very young and she began to study English and French literature, but decided to change her course in 1996 and got into folk music as well. There's a life for you. She joined a band called Scrooge McDuck. And she was the lead singer from 1997 until the group broke up in 2001. In 2002, she and a couple of friends took to the stage as the Wailin' Jennies, which I've certainly played on this show before. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. Just let me let you know that CIXX, Fanshawe's 106.9, the X 106.9 in London, Ontario. It could be how you got this show. Or Cape May Radio, WCFA, 101.5 FM in Cape May, New Jersey. Last track here is from a band called Ranarim. I've played them before. They're out of Sweden. And this is based on the Farmer's Almanac, which is a book that's been in every farm home in Northern Europe since the end of the 15th century. And it tells you what to do in given years. And in the month of May, which we're in right now, is a good time to bleed. Well, you drain a bit of blood from your body as a medical treatment. I don't suggest doing that whatsoever, but anyway, this was back in the 15th century, I suppose. So this is Ranarim and the Farmer's Almanac. Thanks for joining me. Do take care of each other, and I hope that you have a great week. See you next week. Happy trails.
Denna tid jag äter och dricker för utan hit. Inte ett blod vill jag nu av mig låta, ty denna månad månde i båda. Jag fruktar nu kallsjukan med makt, vid att tugga gödning att föra djur jag må akt. En varm skinnkjortel, det kan jag väl lida. Jag låter mitt blod månskölden förbida. Jag låter nu slå att jag minns under.